Hello there, this is Nidhi, your English coach, back with another lesson on the Urban Diaries YouTube channel. In this lesson, I'm gonna teach you all of the tenses in English grammar. First, we'll discuss all type of tenses that we have in English language. Then we'll discuss each tense with examples. At last, there would be an exercise to solve, so that you get a good command over this topic. We'll discuss each tense in two ways. One, the correct structure of the tense. Second is the usage of that tense. By usage, I mean, why do we exactly use this tense and how can we stop making grammatical mistakes while conversing with someone in English? So, if you're ready, we can start. Before we get into the lesson, take a look at this chart wherein we'll see all the tenses one by one. In total, there are three times, that means three tenses in English, which are present, past, and future. Then we have four aspects: simple, continuous, perfect, and perfect continuous. Now, three times and four aspects combine to make all the 12 tenses. Hence, we get all 12 tenses in English grammar, which are present simple, present continuous, present perfect, and present perfect continuous. Past simple, past continuous, past perfect, and past perfect continuous. Then comes the future, future simple, future continuous, future perfect, and future perfect continuous. We're going to discuss all these tenses one by one. Since we have already done present simple tense in our previous video, now we'll see present continuous tense. We also call it present progressive tense. As I told you, we'll be discussing each tense in two ways. One will be the structure of the tense, and second will be the usage of the tense. And after that, we'll see some examples to make this concept clear. Present continuous tense is a verb tense which is used to show that an ongoing action is happening now. Also, it can be used to show that an action is going to take place in the near future. The structure of a present continuous tense is quite easy. To form a present continuous tense, we add ing in the root form of the verb. We also call it present participle. So, the structure of present continuous tense is subject plus is, am, are plus verb's first form plus ing plus object. Is, am, are the helping verbs which are used according to the person of the pronoun. In English language, the person of the subject is quite significant, whether it's singular or plural. When it comes to have agreement with the verb, we also call it subject and verb agreement. If the subject of the sentence is I, we'll use am as a helping verb. If the subjects are we, you, they, or any plural noun, we'll use are as a helping verb. At last, if the subject is he, she, it, or any singular noun, we'll add is as a helping verb. Let's see some examples. I am speaking to you. In this sentence, I is the subject, am is the helping verb, speaking is the verb, adding ing in that, and you is the object. Next example. You are reading the book. You is the subject, and because our pronoun is you, we'll add are as the helping verb. Then reading is the main verb and book is the object. We have already discussed when we add ing in the first form of the verb, it becomes present participle. Like speak becomes speaking, read becomes reading, stay becomes staying, write becomes writing, and so on. For a better understanding, you may watch the video on all types of verbs on my channel. You will surely get the link in the description box below. Now we'll move on to the negative structure of the same tense. So to form the negative sentence, we add not in an assertive sentence. For example, he is not sitting on the chair. They are not playing basketball. In both these sentences, we added not and turned them into negative sentences. Alright, let's move on to the interrogative sentences now. In any language, there are two types of interrogative sentences. One is yes-no type sentence and second is question word type sentences. In present continuous tense, an interrogative sentence either starts with is, am, are or starts with a question word. The structure of type 1 is, am, are plus subject plus verb's first form plus ing and at last the object. In second type of interrogative sentences, we add a question word in the starting. So the structure looks like this. Question word plus is, am, are plus subject plus verb's first form plus ing plus object. For example, am I disturbing you? In this sentence, we started it with am because the subject is I. Then the main verb with ing, so it becomes disturbing, and at last the object, you. Next sentence, why are you crying? The sentence starts with a question word, which is why. After that, we put are because the subject is you. At last, there is a present participle verb and we don't have any object in this sentence. All these sentences are interrogative sentences where the sentence is starting with either a question word or with a helping verb. Now is the time to see the usage of present continuous tense in our daily conversation. Mainly, there are four conditions where we can use present continuous tense to express our ideas. So we'll discuss them one by one. Number one, we use present continuous tense to express the idea that something is happening now. That means right now, at this very moment. Let's see some examples for that. You are learning English right now. So if you're watching this video right now, what you're exactly doing? You're learning tenses. You're learning English. So it clearly expresses what you're exactly doing right now. See this example. He's talking to his friend. So if you notice this picture, you will see that two people are talking to each other. And this is how we express what we are exactly doing at this moment. Number two. Longer actions in progress now. So sometimes we use the present continuous tense to say that we are in the process of doing a longer action, which is in progress. However, we might not be doing it at this exact second. For example, if I say I'm studying to become a doctor, I'm studying to become a teacher, that means it's a longer action that is in progress, right? That doesn't mean that I'm studying right now for that. So any longer action which is in progress and we are working for our future, we can use present continuous tense in that. Let's see one more example for that. I'm watching a series. So basically a series has a lot of episodes in that, right? So if I say I'm watching a series, that doesn't mean I'm watching it right now. That means I'm watching it nowadays. Likewise, I'm reading Harry Potter series. As we all know, it's a series of so many books, so it's a longer action that is in progress. So if I say I'm reading it, I mean to say I'm reading it nowadays. That doesn't mean I'm reading it right now. I hope this point is clear now. Now we'll move on to number three, that is to talk about near future. So sometimes we use present continuous tense to indicate that something will happen or will not happen in the near future. Let's see the examples for that. I'm going to the party tonight. Or I'm not going to the party tonight. Both these sentences indicate either something is gonna happen in future or something is not gonna happen in future. These sentences have nothing to do with the present situation. So when we talk about something that is going to happen in near future, we use present continuous tense. Number four, we use present continuous tense to show repetition in our actions. And for that, there are certain words that we can use. For example, always, consistently, and other words. Let's see some examples to get this point. She is always coming to the class late. So this one is a repeated action of a girl that she comes to the class late daily. Now if you notice, this usage of present continuous tense is quite similar to present simple tense. There also we talk about routine and repeated actions. And in present continuous tense also we talk about repetition. So both the sentences are correct. See this example. I don't like him because he is always complaining about others. In this sentence, he is in a habit of complaining about others. So to talk about repeated actions, we use present continuous tense. This was the last usage of present continuous tense. Now let's repeat all of them one by one. So we use present continuous tense to express the idea that something is happening right now. We use present continuous tense to talk about longer action which is in progress. We use present continuous tense to talk about near future or the events happening in near future. At last, we use present continuous tense when we talk about repetition in our action. Alright guys, now we are done with present continuous tense. Now if you want to watch a video on present perfect tense, you can watch that video on my YouTube channel. The link of this video is up there. Please click on the I button. Now as always, are you guys ready for the quiz? So if you're ready, let's get started. Here I'm giving you four blanks and you need to write correct helping verb and correct form of the main verb. Alright, sentence 1. They dash listen to the teacher. Write the correct helping verb and correct form of verb, that is listen. Number 2. The baby dash sleep in his crib. Number 3. I dash meet my friend after school. Write the correct helping verb according to the subject and correct form of the verb. Number 4. He dash constantly talk about others. There are two blanks in the sentence. One is for the helping verb and one for the main verb. Alright guys, I'm waiting for your answers in the comment section below. Do let me know your correct answer and I'll let you know if your answers are correct or not. Now let's move on to the next tense, present perfect. Happy learning guys!